Thank you for calling customer support. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, Morgan. I was just into my Arrowhead Credit Union because I received a text saying that there was a charge on my debit card from your establishment, and I did not authorize it, and they've blocked it. I would like to make clear that I have reported this to the authorities, and I would like you to decline any other transactions from your company towards my Arrowhead Credit Union account.
Can I enter a zip code and your first and last name?
My zip code is 91784.
91784.
That's
and what
correct.
Was your first and last name?
First name is Manuel, last name is Guillen.
And do you see an account for Manuel? Could you verify your mailing address?
I'm sorry, what was the question?
Could you verify your mailing address?
1634 North 2nd Avenue, Upland, California.
And it looks like this order was placed for a tactical bag.
So that was a promotion that I answered through a Lowe's, what I thought was a Lowe's website, which obviously was not, and that's how this whole fiasco began. I paid shipping and handling costs on this tactical bag. I received the bag, but then along with it came a fraudulent charge on my account for something additional that I did not order.
Yes, and whenever you place the order for that tactical bag, that's an entry gift for joining our subscription. That's stated throughout the website whenever you place the order. We can
so
go ahead and
not
have
authorize any subscription.
It was started when you placed the order for the tactical bag. The tactical bag was for joining our subscription. We can go ahead and have this account canceled. Has that charge already been disputed?
Well, it's in the process now. They said they're going to block it. And I was not made aware. I subscribed to anything, and I am not.
Yes, sir. Those terms and conditions are on the website. Those terms and conditions were on the website. You would have had to agree that you had understood the terms and conditions. We can go ahead and have this account canceled for any future charges. Because that dispute is in process, you'd have to call back with your bank before we can issue any kind of refund. Would you like a confirmation number?
Yes, one second, please. Okay.
And it's C as in Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
25995630 5.
So this is a confirmation number stating that you have put an end to the transaction?
That confirmation just states the account was canceled for any future transaction. Because that dispute is in process, you'd have to call back at your finance institution before we can issue any refunds.
That's C as in Charlie, 25995630 5.
No, that's correct.
Thank you so much for your help.
Thanks for all the customer support. You have a great day.
Yeah.